USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Las Vegas authorities say at least 6 people were killed and 13 injured during a fire in a 3-story downtown apartment complex. Several people were injured after they jumped. Tim Sinaski is with the Las Vegas Fire Department.
You cannot imagine how unbearable the conditions are inside of a building when it catches fire. This is their home. Polyurethane foam makes a nauseous smoke. It's like being underneath water. You absolutely are not going to breathe. It's poison.
The cause of the fire at the Alpine Motel Apartments is still under investigation. The Southern Nevada Red Cross has sent personnel for the nearly 24 people who were displaced. As Christmas approaches, the U.S. is closely watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch. Officials are referring to it as a Christmas surprise. Earlier this month, the North conducted what U.S. officials say was an engine test. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
It's the one word you don't want to hear around Christmas, layoffs. United Steel Corporation in River Rogue, Michigan, is laying off as many as 1,500 workers. Mayor Michael Butler.
We are dropping toys and clothes off to over 400 kids in this community. It's going to take 2 days.
Boeing is putting a positive spin on its Starliner spacecraft, which failed to hit the right orbit to reach the International Space Station on Friday. Vice President Jim Chilton.
The Boeing NASA team on our very first flight got a little surprised immediately upon reaching space, and their reaction and professionalism has been really inspiring, and what it inspires is confidence for future missions.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is working to win the support of Latino, Black, and Asian voters in Las Vegas this weekend. First, he met with the leaders of the Latino community in Nevada, where there's a large percentage of the Democratic electorate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Wildfires continue to burn out of control in parts of South New Wales and South Australia. USA's John Clemens reports.
The death toll continues to mount as at least 3,000 firefighters battle the heat and the flames that are so strong they have caused severe thunderstorms in the region. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons declared a catastrophic fire danger.
Catastrophic fire dangers are as bad as it gets. These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
A call has been issued for prayers for rain that could help the dryness in the region. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that's aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. USA's John Hunt has details.
The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.